hard. I love a good laugh just like I love the rhyme. You take your face to look hard, I'm giggling every time. At you taking the shit and calling it niceness. To me it's more a case of identity crisis. That's why this thing hasn't grown for so many years, and why the industry's bleeding and feeding to here. Genuine art from a genuine artist, right down till the day I departed. To want fantasy, they look elsewhere. It's all real over here, I got no fear. Genuine art from a genuine artist, right down till the day I departed. To want fantasy, they look elsewhere. It's all real over here, I got no fear.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Phyllis Pricer, your hostess for The Higher Dimension. And today we have a lovely honored guest back with us, Miss Carol May, the Angel Lady from Florida, also known as the Sacred Voice of the Light. Welcome back to our show.
Thank you. I was just sitting here thinking about your gorgeous voice also, my goodness.
Thank you.
it is great to be back with you.
Thank
so much.
You.
I enjoy it so
sweetheart.
Much.
Well, I love it. We do have a caller, I know, but I'm going to give you an opportunity to say hello, to tell people a little bit about yourself before we take our first caller.
Okay. Thank you so much. Well, as we said, I'm Carol May. There are so many exciting things to talk about. If someone goes on my website, mm-hmm. which I'm so proud of course,
right.
www.lotusgrid.com,
mm-hmm.
you'll learn a lot about information that's been coming in over the last 18 months about this sort of chakra that's opening up in
Ooh.
All light workers called the Lotus Grid,
mm-hmm.
and we hold worldwide celebrations for those once a year. The last one was on 777.
Right, I remember participating.
Right, an exciting time. And then the next one we're already looking forward to on 888.
Mm-hmm.
And coming out of all of this work, I was born with a gift to talk to the soul and to the angels. And so a lot of people know I've been doing soul attunement work for 25 years now,
mm-hmm.
and talking to the angels all my life. So,
right.
of course, what came out of that was a darling book called Working with Angels in Everyday Life that just
mm-hmm.
got published.
And I had that book. And I was going to get into it. I just wanted to tell you about you. I was going to do the book.
Okay, well, you can still do the book, honey. Because, I mean, the things that are happening
yes.
to individuals with the
yes.
angels, working with them, the
yes.
angels had told me that a portal was opening
oh.
as the book was published on August 1st,
mm-hmm.
that a portal of, you know, energy and information
mm.
going back and forth between the dimensions was opened because a human being, namely me,
mm-hmm.
finally finished something.
Boy, is that a sarcastic comment, sir?
Well, I tell people all the time that I believe that I'm the Angels HBO Entertainment Channel.
Yes, yes.
Because
yes.
they just laugh and laugh at me, you know, because
yes.
I get down and struggle and I try so hard and
yes.
blah, blah, blah. You know, and then once you've sort of tried for something a long time
yes.
or waited or practiced in the right timing, there
yes.
is such an ease and such a beauty. You
I
know.
Think they laugh up their sleeves at us is what I really think.
I think they like to see you.
Us do this.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we all have to have a sense of humor about it. You know what I mean? It's too funny for words. That's the truth, because so many times if we don't laugh, you know,
mm-hmm.
It's hard to take, isn't it?
Well, yes, I used to say curiosity can kill you, you know?
That's right. You're so cute. Well, the other thing that I was, you know, if
yes.
you want me to talk about myself, I adore to do that.
Yes.
I am going to be, like, sort of doing a little bit of traveling.
How wonderful.
So, yeah, if anybody is, like, going to be in, I'll be in, where's the first place? Portland, Oregon.
Lovely.
At the new, yeah, Renaissance Bookstore in Portland.
Mm.
Doing a book signing on Friday, September 7th, and then teaching a class about the destiny designation and all about the angel book and
oh.
things like that on September, what is that, the 9th, I think
yes.
it is.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
wonderful.
And then a number of us are really being drawn to go to Sedona, Arizona for the fall equinox.
Oh, when is that?
So, fall equinox is the September 21st.
Okay.
So we'll be in Sedona going to the vortexes and energy
mm-hmm.
points and having fall equinox meditation at the Golden Word Bookstore in Sedona.
Oh, nice. Yes, I know
yeah.
the Golden Word Bookstore. I've been there. I love it.
It's famous, isn't it?
I had to have my books shipped home. They were too heavy to take them on the plane.
You sound like me. That is what that's what always gets me is, you know, buying books.
Oh,
my house is so full of them, you know.
Me too. I have two rooms filled with books. I had a library in my other house, and I still didn't have all my books unpacked. And my mother used to say, you know, whenever I was allowed out, I shouldn't be allowed near a bookstore with a check, cash,
right,
or credit card.
Or a credit card, that's
I should be, you know, stripped of anything financial in order to get me home without bringing back a whole bunch of them. So she said, you know, you must have been a librarian. The library itself in another lifetime, because you seem to accumulate books all around you.
Right. Well, think about, you know, in ancient Greece, that beautiful, that incredible library that was at Alexandria, you know.
No, that was in Alexandria, Egypt.
One that was in Greece that the beings always talk to me about. They always talk about how there were energy books where you could just open the book and fall into an other dimensional experience.
Oh, wasn't that? And just they had to go. Never mind. Let's not go there.
Yeah,
I'm
right.
Get
okay.
on my rocking horse and go to town, and I don't like doing that. I want to be positive. I wanted to let you all know that I've read her book. She was kind enough to send me a copy. This is what I do with all books that I read them before I let them out on the public. Because I like to be knowledgeable and speak intelligently, but I found it a wonderful book, and it's called Working with Angels in Everyday Life. And it is a lovely little book. You know, it's not big, it's not thick, it's got nice large print.
Right. Easy to read, right?
Yes, easy to read. You don't need a dictionary. It's really nice. We have a lot of information, including how to talk to your angels, how to open up to them, and you also describe some of the what we used to call archangels.
Right.
Okay, and how to ask for help, and divas are in there too, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, the overlighting divas that work with us, you know, on a more generic level all the time. I think that's really important to help people open up to just the normalizing the fact that there are angels who will help us with everything from parking to, you know, our health to relationships to on and on. There's even one little section in there that's like a P.S., you know, to expectant mothers about writing love letters to guardian angel of their upcoming babies, you know.
Yes.
What a powerful thing that is to do. The angels really appreciate it a lot. You know?
Well, I know I used to talk to my child and sing to her, and as soon as I fixed on a name, you know, it's really important. And she would respond. The thing is, her father was a musician and was doing country western music. And she began kicking in time to the music. Now, I want to tell you, this on the slow songs, it was fine. On the fast ones, It's like it's like having a tattoo on the inside of your stomach, you know?
Oh, my gosh.
Going crazy. It was weird, but it was, and he didn't believe me till he had his band continue playing and came down and put his hand there and felt she literally was kicking in time.
That's funny.
It was funny, and thank God she came out, and she didn't come out kicking, thank goodness.
Well, you know what's so funny, Phyllis? It sounds like, you know, reading a lot's really fun, but almost everybody, like, you can listen to yourself and see. You have so many stories. You have a book in you, too, you know?
Well,
I think all of us, many of us do, anyway.
Someone mentioned I should write a book one time, and I'm thinking, should I or shouldn't I? You know, it's we'll see. If I am inspired to do so, you know, let the angels, you know, send me a sign, you know.
There you go.
A over the head is not appreciated.
Okay. when you get a new computer or a beautiful pen and pencil set for your birthday, then you'll know, right?
That's it. Okay. I'll take that as a sign.
That's right.
We do have a caller. Would you like to talk to the caller now and then go on to your book? And
absolutely.
Welcome to the Higher Dimension. Who's waiting for us? I was told we had somebody waiting. Perhaps they gave up and went home.
I hope they'll call back.
Let them call back. Go ahead and your inspiration was to serve others, if I'm not mistaken, and to help others come to an understanding of how to communicate.
Well, it's true. I mean, like I said, I started out just knowing the angels from before I was born and then all during my life, and experiencing just how much love there is there, and experiencing how much misunderstanding there is of where people, you know, it's like we hold angels outside of us, or as if we have to be a certain way to receive their help, and it's just not true.
They're
available to us, whether no matter what we believe, and no matter you know whether we've ever believed in them before or whatever. And I've been writing since I was 5 years old. I promise you, you're going to hear a lot more from me because my second book and my third book are almost all done.
Oh, good.
You know, so it's that completion energy that's hard sometimes.
Oh,
but
God,
but what I was going to say is the angels, they gave me the idea. They asked me to write this book, you know, like 10 years ago, and I've been working on it and then just didn't get it complete and didn't get it complete. And as the Lotus Grid information came in, I was just gifted with, it's almost like, you know, we think that we'd like the gift of knowing things or having money or a new house or whatever. But the gift that I really needed was the gift of trusting that completion is a good thing. I think I had been afraid of it. You know, if you have,
I can understand that because what do you do when your goal has been achieved, now what?
Right.
What's your next point?
Oh, and I think the fear was really strong. You know, if I pour my heart and my soul out and nobody cares, you know, nobody wants to hear it, then what will I do? How will I live? You know, how will I stand staying alive on the planet if that happens to me? Do you see what I'm saying?
I hear you, and I have an understanding and clarification of that in my own heart, so I will know. We did have somebody.
Hold on. Phyllis. Hi, Carol.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Kim from Louisiana.
Kim,
hi, Kim.
Welcome to the higher dimension. How nice to have you with us.
Thank you.
How may we serve you this evening?
Yeah, I was calling to see if there might be, Carol might be picking up any message from my angels. I'm going through a separation. I've got a 7-year-old son. It's been kind of tough.
Oh, it's very tough.
Yeah.
You know, to really get into anything really substantial for you, I'd almost have to, like, do a private session with you or something.
Right.
What I can tell you is that you have, of course, very specific angels who will help you with this particular situation. And I'll tell you why. Not just because you're loved and honored in the world and because you've asked for help, but also because it looks like to me this situation is actually a very karmic one for you. You originally had a marriage agreement with this person that you're divorcing from that was intended to last for about 12 years.
Yeah.
How long have you been married?
18.
Ah, so what happens when you quote-unquote, stay too long. You know, a lot of times, instead of finishing up and completing the karma, you know what I'm saying? If when it goes too long, you end up, like, creating some more. That's the real danger in that.
Yeah.
And so it feels really karmic to me. And I'll tell you what is important for all of us to know, and this is specifically for you, weak person, is that, you know, taking care of yourself and loving yourself no matter what happens is the most important thing. And along these lines, you want to make sure that you're very clear inside that you're so proud of yourself for doing this. No matter how painful it is, no matter how tough it is, this is one of the most beautiful, powerful, empowering things you've ever gone through. And it has to do with honoring yourself. And I know you might think,
I realize it.
Everybody will think I'm bad or whatever. But in actuality, that child was born to you knowing, almost waiting for you to do this.
Yeah.
You and the child have some agreements to do some really wonderful sharing out in the world together as a team.
Yeah, he's been asking since, I mean, he learned how to speak late, so he's been asking almost since he could talk at 3, you know, when are you going to get a divorce? And I keep saying, honey, we're not getting a divorce.
Nah.
And he's almost 8 now.
His soul knew, and he was trying to let you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And really be, you know, this brings up such an interesting subject to me because, you know, there's so much confusion out there, I think, on soulmates.
Oh, yes.
And it's true. We really don't come to the planet with fewer than, like, 6 or 8 soulmates in any lifetime because, you know, what if one of them goes off and falls off a cliff and we only had one, then we're lonely the rest of our lives, you know. But also, it is a truth that a soulmate is a soul you have a lot of experience and love with from the past and that you have an agreement to do some specific things, whether it's to get married and produce a child or it could be a female, you know, soulmate who would come in to help you, I don't know, create a bookstore or something. But a lot of women actually birth one of their soulmates. And you can tell this, you can feel it in the energy between you and your son. This is actually one of your soulmates, sweetie.
Yeah.
Who, you know, y'all made an agreement that you would, quote unquote, partner for life by being related, you know, by blood, but not by being a couple this time, to work through those lessons or to demonstrate having learned the lessons about unconditional love.
Right.
That's
I don't know if that helps a little bit or not.
Thank you. Yes, it does. It helps very much.
I'm so glad you mentioned that, Carol, because I have told people that, you know, it's not necessarily love of your life. I believe my mother was one of my soulmates because we did so much together and we're so close together for especially the latter portion of life. And she was always, it stood up for me.
Yeah.
So it can be a mother, daughter, or father, son, whatever.
Yeah. That's right.
Thank you so much, ladies. Have a blessed
evening.
You're
welcome. You too. And we hope you enjoy the rest of the program.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Isn't it great? I'll tell you something also, and I hope our darling friend is still listening. First, I want to make sure to give you my phone number.
so people can,
you know, call me if they want to talk more privately or specifically, you know.
Certainly, darling. Go ahead.
And that's area code 904-372-4297. But you know what I've been hearing a lot about lately is that you know how we all process, and we process by whatever's presented to us, whatever event is in our life, you know, and for her, say it's a divorce.
Right.
And yet, the one of the ways to bring comfort to ourselves, you know Don Miguel Ruiz talks about in the Four Agreements, not taking things personally. Well, to me, the way the angels explain it makes so much sense. They said, you know, each experience, each event that you go through actually represents a certain energy. And if you can set the event aside for a few minutes and just, you know, turn your back and turn around to your left and start just look at the energy that that event is presenting to you. Like, is the energy jealousy? Is the energy fear? What is the actual, you know, generic energy, and then send it love or find out what it wants or work on it generically, then it's easier on your heart. It affects the event. It helps you heal from the event, but it's much easier to do when you work on it in the generic form.
You know, that makes a great deal of sense. And it feels right.
It does.
It feels right deep inside. I believe we have another caller. Welcome to the Higher Dimension. Hello.
Hello. You got Vincent in Southern California.
Okay. And your name again?
Vincent.
Vincent, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Hi, Vincent.
You have a question for this nice young lady here.
Yeah, ladies, doing a lot of growth at this time, trying to fully understand what it means to come and go deep within the heart. But in working with my angel guides and masters, I'm really trying to understand why my mind's eye is blank. Do they have any, or what I might be able to do to get it to open up?
So you're having the experience that you don't get images in your third eye?
I don't get anything. Never have.
Well, tell me, go a little bit lower down in your body and tell me if you get a feeling in your solar plexus. Or in your body, are you aware of sensations, feelings, or is it just a knowing? Do you just know things?
I kind of have a knowing. I mean, I'm working with them all the time. I'm talking to them as if I see them and hear them.
That's right. So that's good. That's very good, sweetie. That's actually probably a higher way to work with them than seeing an image. But I'll tell you what I'm hearing. And again, I just really encourage you to... I can only say a few sentences right now, and so if you want to explore it further, I'm happy to do that. But what I'm hearing is that there's been a number of past life experiences that you've had where, you know, the third eye is where we receive energy, intuitive energy, usually to help other people. Our fourth eye is where we receive. The fourth eye is at the back of the head, directly opposite the third eye. It only got opened in human form about 4 or 5 years ago. And so there's not a whole lot written about it right just yet, but a lot of people have probably intuited it. But anyway, in the fourth eye is where you literally receive information from your own eighth dimensional higher self. And it's information, intuitive information, that helps you with your own personal evolution. So what I was hearing is that you had had some past life experiences where, you know, you received visions for the king or, you know, whatever. Your third eye was really active and open. And, you know, it led some people misunderstood, y'all. You led people and walked off a cliff or whatever. You know, it's past lives where an incorrect use was made of the third eye information. Or there was a trauma because other people misunderstood what you said or made assumptions or blah, blah, blah. So part of your soul's reason for coming in a male body is literally because it would not be expected of you to be really active in your third eye. And so it's wonderful because that gives you the freedom to develop that, which is what you're doing. And I have to say, you know, the angels, the beings all around you are like clapping their hands and their feet. They're so excited about your progress, your effort. We don't have nearly enough souls in male bodies to, you know, to really act as role models and bring consciousness and the balance of the male and female, the divine masculine and the divine feminine, onto the planet. So I'm telling you, when the universe experiences a soul that's in a male body really doing what they said they were going to do, they just get so excited. You know, there's a lot of kudos for you along these lines. But just saying out loud, it's highly likely that the number one will ask the karmic board, that's the ascended masters who work with the Akashic Records, to clear as much of the trauma drama out of your memory banks as possible, so that if it's still a truth for you that you want to be able to quote-unquote see with your third eye, that will begin to come in for you. The training that the soul usually recommends is to look at a painting or a picture on the wall and see if you can memorize everything, and then close your eyes and see if you can draw it from memory. It's one of the things that amps up the energy in the third eye. The other thing is, what the heck are those things called? You know, the round things, you turn them and they're and they form all sorts of pictures.
A kaleidoscope
is one of the most fun and usual and perfect tools to help you develop the energy in your third eye. And there is a being. She's called the Queen of Light. And you might want to, Vinnie, ask the Queen of Light to begin working with you through the dream state. She's really good at helping people remember dreams. She's this huge, beautiful being who walks in the most exquisite green energy I've ever seen. I just, whenever she contacts me to ask me to work with her in the dream state or contact any of the beings that want to influence me or talk to me, you know, from the other side through the dream state, then the Queen of Light will come, and that's how I'll know that the information I'm receiving is good or pure or helpful to me. You know, if I'm going to be introduced to a new being, the Queen of Light will introduce them. So she's really great at helping advance our sort of interdimensional experience while we're in the human form. And one more thing, because I don't know if I was really clear about that. The whenever you have past life memories in the body about times when you, when your third eye, you know, caused a problem for you, or there was some mishap with the energy in the past, usually that energy will be withheld from you for a certain amount of time in this lifetime, and that's just so that you get detached from having any certain specific result. It's really like an ego cleanse is what it is. So I don't make any guarantees, but I can almost promise you that you will be seeing and hearing and feeling and relatively soon. When's your birthday, Vinny?
Just went past it on July 18th.
Oh, great. So you're in your birthday energy, your power time for your personal year. That's usually the birthday plus a month or two. So, you know, sort of working with this, with whatever renewed, you know, energy that this might bring to you, my feeling is very strong that, you know, before your next birthday, you certainly will have achieved whatever it is you're looking for. And you might want to just help yourself get really clear that the attunement with the angels is a feeling body thing, usually. The language of love, the language of the angels, you know this already. I'm sorry, I don't mean to be telling you what you already know, but but it's really more about feeling than it is about using the mental body. It's more about feeling their energy and color and sound, you know, and things like that. And so it's really important for you to, you know, be so happy that you are receiving the contact you are receiving, right?
Yes.
You sound like you're really into it, so I'm so happy for you. Now, I'm coming to L.A. October 6th, as a matter of fact, and be at Bodhi Tree. Where are you in California?
Out near the Palm Springs area.
Oh, so in more in the middle of the state. Well, if you get
no,
in the
no,
mood.
No, we're Southern California. I'm about an hour and a half, 2 hours from L.A.
Oh, see, that's not too far. You might
no.
come and do a class with me or
absolutely.
Something like that.
I'm glad
you called. I hope that helped a little.
It did. Love and light, and thank you. We'll be talking again.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling.
I get kind of long-winded. I'm sorry. You know, once the beings start...
No, apologize, because this is what you're here for.
Yeah, once the beings start sort of speaking, you know what I mean? Sometimes
yeah.
I don't know if you have this experience or not, Phyllis, but boy, sometimes it's like I'll be hearing three or four things at one time. And,
yes.
You know,
and
you
can't talk fast enough.
I know it. You go, okay, I'll tell them. Just give me a minute here, you know.
Would you repeat that? I forgot my short-term memory. Huh?
I know people will ask me all the time, what did you just say? And I'll go, I don't have a clue. You know, it was being channeled, sweetie.
Yeah,
I always record my individual or private sessions
yes.
with people.
Yeah, I have a tendency to do that when they're with me. You know, over
mm-hmm.
the phone I have a hard time, but
mm-hmm.
when they're with me, that's what I like to do.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in hypnotherapy, because I think people do so much good for themselves. They need to hear what they themselves are providing.
Mm-hmm.
I encourage independence, actually. This is fascinating. I'm having so much fun. I have so much fun. This is about the easiest job I think I could possibly have on the face of this earth, is just to sit and talk to wonderful, talented people and highly spiritual people. And,
yeah.
and just, you know, I lap up what I learn, truly. I feel very blessed in this kind of job because I just learn so much and I just meet the most wonderful, wonderful people and it just makes my heart sing.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well,
were you going to share with us this evening? So much, I know. So little time, so much to do.
I know it goes by so fast. Well,
yeah.
I was just going to talk just a little bit more about the book. One of the
Please.
Things that
yeah.
Working with Angels in Everyday Life, it's available on my website or
right.
a person can call me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm encouraging everyone to call up all the bookstores and ask them if they're carrying it, you know.
Right.
And, of course, you can order it from... Amazon.com, too. It is available. It was self-published because the angels really wanted it to come out at a certain time.
Exactly.
That August 1st energy when the portal was opening,
right.
it just worked perfectly for the book to be, you know, come out at exactly that time.
Exactly. Well, I think we heard another beep.
Another call, okay.
Sure. Welcome.
Hello?
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 Yes, welcome to the Higher Dimensions. Who's calling?
My name is Elaine from New Jersey.
Elaine from Jersey, welcome.
Hey, Elaine.
Hi.
Elaine.
Is your book out now?
Yes, it is. It was available as of August 1st.
August 1st. Okay, I'd like to know if you have see any angels around me and how many angels I have.
I'm sorry, I didn't
she
even know.
She wanted to know if there are angels or if there are angels in her house.
Oh, on your house?
No, I'd like to know how many angels are around me.
Oh, well, you know, just speaking generically, one of the subjects in the book, one of the chapters, is about angels we all have. So we all have a guardian angel that's with us from when we come onto the planet. And usually the guardian angel is actually with you, you know, like I said, in utero before you're born. Secondly, a lot of people know that we all have what's called a body deva, which actually sits inside your auric field and can help you understand or keep track of your health and whether it belongs to you to be ill or not or to die from cancer or to recover from cancer. That's what it's a good idea to stay in touch with your body, Deva. But you know what a lot of people don't know is that any house that you live in, there's also a house Deva that is with your house. There's car Devas. There's always a Deva who not only protects you while you're in your car, but actually protects your car. And that angel will let you know what I'm saying, when you need to change your oil in case you forget. So, and we tease all the time, but those are the personal angels that are going to always be with you. And when you move from one house to another, usually the angel of the house stays with the house. Mm-hmm. And then another one is present for you in whatever place you move to. Even if you happen to be homeless, there's always a house angel with you. Now, you personally, I mean, okay, we all have those. Now, at any given time in a person's life, we have what are called project angels, and you have about two or three project angels around you. So what the project angels do, they literally run energy into your body to assist you in not only visioning and having ideas for whatever your current project is, whatever job you have, whatever you want to create, whatever relationship you're going into. But they also help with two other things. And one is sustaining the energy of your project and helping you know when you're done. You know, like we were talking about with the other lady, sometimes one of the most powerful things that can happen to you, of course, is to let you know when to begin something, but it's just as important to know when it's time to end something, you know, when it's time to move on to something else or another person, another job, another event, another way of thinking. Okay. So that's kind of exciting to know. You have a few project angels around you. So what it means is that your soul is really building energy for you, helping you build energy for whatever you want to manifest or attract into your life.
Okay, and would you be able to contact souls on the other side?
Well, I don't specialize in it. I do have a friend up in Portland, Oregon who sort of does. That's her specialty. My experience when I'm working with people at the soul level is that we can speak to beings who have gone to the other side. Sometimes they're busy and they'll send an emissary, but we can still touch their energy and receive messages and love. More than anything, we can, you know, sort of channel the love between the dimensions, because that's what's always present. Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Whether they are on this side or on the other side, it's the love between you and that person that's the strongest energy that I can tune into. So
the love is eternal, and she can hear me when I talk with, like, my mother had passed on 3 years ago. Can she hear me when I talk with her?
Well, my experience is that most beings, when they go to the other side, if you how can I say this? They're doing work of their own. They're doing evolutionary work. You know, we don't stop just because we leave the planet. We just go and work for the planet and for people and for ourselves without a body. And when you and I, we're here, so we're working toward evolution with a body. And then when somebody leaves and goes to the other side, they're just pretty much doing a lot of the same stuff, but without a body. So when you say, can she hear you, she's certainly, whoever's on the other side is aware of what's happening here. If we have permission, if we give permission, mm-hmm. if we ask for help, they're always going to help. They're always going to listen. And even one of the chapters in the book, I didn't realize this, they were talking to me and just channeling, and they said to me, you know, we have what is called utility angels, utilitarian angels. And so what they do is if somebody makes a request, like say you were saying, I need help with this, you know, I want to ask my mommy a question. I need love from my mom. And even if your mom was, you know, didn't hear you right that second, the utilitarian angels would hear you, and they would make sure that she got the message. So you will always be answered. You will always receive energy. You will always receive love when you ask for it. And when you're really close to your mom, like we were talking about, you know, if you had an experience where she's sort of like a soulmate to you, and so you really miss her energy so much,
really close.
It's good for you to realize that even if she's gone on to do other things, she's still available. Her energy and her love are still available to you, sweetie, and always will be.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
There's actually nothing that can stop that. There's nothing on this earth that can stop that love between beings who have ever felt the love.
And do you have a website?
Pardon? What's that?
Do you have a website?
The website is www.lotusgrid.com.
Lotus, L-O-T-U-S, grid.
L-O-T-U-S, G-R-I-D. And on the website, there's pages that will tell you all about these radio interviews and all about my books and CDs. I have a lot of CDs available, guided imagery meditation CDs on the angels, on the dolphins, on self-esteem and body health, on a simple walk just for relaxation and rejuvenation. And there's even one on the chakras and unconditional love and all sorts of stuff. It's really wonderful. And especially on the website, you can read more about Metatron and the Lotus Grid, that blossoming of all of our essential, pure purpose and creativity and love that's going on at such a huge level over the next 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Is okay. Very exciting. I say I just get excited about it because
I hear.
Because you look. I know. I'm sorry. I blather on and on. I think one reason that Metatron asked me to do it is because he knew if I got excited, I would never be quiet. You know. But I look around at a lot, so many people that I'm meeting, and everyone is like getting more conscious.
Yes.
And really loving themselves and wanting to make a difference. And, oh, it just feels so great.
Good.
You know, anybody who's been on the planet for more than 30 or 40 or 50 years knows what I mean. It feels really different to be alive now
than it
did 20 years ago, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. I wanted to let you know also that your mother is with you right now as you're talking about her, okay?
Yes.
And feel her there with you.
You feel her with me, you said?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's wonderful. And why doesn't she come in my dreams?
Because it's not necessary. You will have dreams. And let me say, I do understand this because as prepared as I was, it was as a blow because my mother and I were very, very close also. When I first saw her afterwards, and I kept waiting for her to show up, mind you, because I was primed, right? Well, she didn't show up that way. When I meditated one day, what happened was I saw three lights come towards me. And as they came closer, there was one light really shining in the middle, and I suddenly realized that shining light was my mother.
Oh.
And on either side of her were what I would call angels or escorts.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was escorted from where she was to come give me comfort, and it was enough that I recognized her not by the way she looked as I knew her on this earth plane,
right.
But I recognized her soul's light.
Right.
And that's
That's what happened to me the first time I had that experience, too.
Yes.
I was 22 years old,
yes.
And I had a stepmother who died of leukemia just
Aww.
Before she turned 27. And
oh,
that
dear.
Night, yeah, as soon as she left the planet, I started, it's like my third eye just lit
mm-hmm.
up, and I started being able to see things. But
yes.
that night, she floated in as a being of light into my room.
Uh-huh.
And it scared me so bad because I didn't know what it was. I thought it was some angel coming to get me and kill me too, you know. I just was really terrified. No kidding.
That lovely old miracle. Band
yeah.
of angels coming after me.
I know. It scared me so bad. That was in the 70s, you know, and we didn't know anything then.
Well,
and I have
say,
to tell you, the experience that I had was that being of light
yes.
touched my face with her energy. Just
mm-hmm.
like it was the most sweet touch you could
yes.
ever imagine.
Yes.
And I just wept because it was so comforting.
Beautiful.
And that's when I knew
mm-hmm.
it was her.
Yes, I can say that your mother loves you, and she does come to you. All right? She is around you very often when your heart is sad. She does come and comfort you. You just, and after a while, I think you become aware of her presence. As though you could turn around and say hello to her. Is that correct?
Well, I hope so. I hope it's...
Is there? I'm feeling, and I don't want to contradict you, but my
mm-hmm.
strong feeling is she has been around you, and sometimes when all of a sudden she comes up into your mind, that's because she is there.
Mm-hmm. And see, all
yes.
that needs to happen is for you to start saying out loud, yes. That means she's here. Yes, I trust that
yes.
means she's here. Instead of saying, I don't know if that means she's here. Just start saying, yes, I trust that that's what it means. And then the feeling will grow stronger and stronger inside of you.
Absolutely. Yeah, she's there now with her arms around you, by the way.
Is there anything I could have done to prevent her passing?
I'm sorry?
Is there anything I could have done to prevent her passing?
My dear, when we choose our contracts, we choose when to come and when to go. There are usually at least three that I know of, and there could be more times when we could choose to pass. It's when our soul feels that we have done all we are on this earth to do, that it is a choice that we make to leave at that time. Okay? There is nothing further you could have done. You were a good daughter. You're still a good daughter. And she loves you, and she believes you, and wants you to know that you should not feel any kind of guilt. Do not second guess. Do not say, gee, if I'd only done this, that, or the other thing. No. If it had not been appropriate for her to leave at that time, had her soul's choice been, I have something else I have to accomplish, she would not have left. You see?
It's true. And the other thing that I would hear to add for
mm-hmm.
you is to remember that sometimes when people leave, that's actually when they are giving their gift to the planet. Or
mm-hmm.
to an individual. So a good thing for you to ask. See, sometimes we suffer because we're asking the wrong questions. Why
mm-hmm.
did this happen, or how could I have changed it? And actually, maybe another question to ask might be, what has been the blessing? How am I being blessed by the life that I had with my mother or with my experience? Now we have an agreement. I'm here on this side. She's on the other side. We can teach each other. We can comfort each other.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a strong divine purpose in that.
Mm-hmm.
So to be able to view it as a gift. I know that it might take a while for you to be able to view it as a gift, but I believe that you all have a really strong agreement about it.
Okay.
That there are lessons to be learned from this, a lot to be gained, and it's important for you to really feel and learn
mm-hmm.
that just because her body's gone certainly doesn't mean that her essence is gone.
No, I know that the body's temporary, the soul is eternal.
I know, but it's
That's
hard
right.
when you're physically
It is
them.
Hard.
It is
I know
hard.
It's hard, darling.
Does she know I'm grieving? Does my mother know?
Pardon?
My mother, she knows I'm grieving. She knows what's going
yes,
on.
Yes, and she really would like you, with great love and gentleness, to set aside the grieving. Because you are really only a thought away from each other, okay? Do you miss her arms? You bet. But she's holding you as best she can where she is now. And as the time goes by and you grow more into an understanding of this, and it does take time, believe me, I know, it will ease, and then there will come a joy. And you will realize even more how blessed you were and how lucky you both were to have such a loving relationship for your span of time on Earth. I have heard a lot of people tell me they envied me the loving relationship that I had with my mother because they didn't have such a relationship with their mother while this time around. So in this instance, the gratitude will come and the knowledge and understanding will come. And as you grow a little bit more in age and wisdom and grace, it will be a blessing for you, and you will realize in different ways how much your mother did for you while she was here. You think you know a lot now. Wait as wisdom comes. It's amazing. It's just simply amazing. And how much your thoughts change about her. It's your relationship, and oddly enough, undergoes yet an even a greater
change. Yeah.
Yes. I'm having a hard time getting the words out because I'm trying to put into words something I haven't before. But as I am listening to you and my heart goes out to you.
Yeah, that's right.
I am indeed hearing these words come from me that I hadn't considered before. But it's true. I now look upon the relationship I had with my mother in yet a different light. And I am so profoundly grateful I had the honor of that woman being my mother.
Mm-hmm.
And
you can be guaranteed that she feels honored that she had the privilege of having you as her daughter as well. Do you know it goes both ways?
Yes, and that's what I want you to understand too, young lady, okay?
And also when she was passing, she was reaching out to her loved ones.
Yes.
I didn't know at the time, but then later I read about it that she was reaching out, and I don't know who she was, I think it's her brother or something.
Well, she's reaching out in love to all of you, all of the children, okay?
Mm-hmm. No, to someone who had passed on, she had said that she had saw her brother who had predeceased her. But I didn't see him, but, I, you know, like they say, then later I found out when someone's passing on, they see their loved ones.
It sounds like there's a real need for, you know, a really specific private session around all of these issues, sweetie. You know, you have to realize that we only have a few minutes to talk, and you can't understand it all at one time.
Okay, thank you very much. It means so much to me. I enjoy talking with you very much.
Well,
excellent.
God bless you,
you
dear
too,
heart.
Dawn. Okay.
Thank you so much for calling. Bye-bye, dear.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. I can get a little wound up myself.
All of us do, you know, and I know because I laugh because I'm used to talking for an hour at a time, you know, doing hour sessions. So it's easy to go on and on, isn't it? But, you know, the ringing of the phone that I was hearing was just reminding me that even though what I was talking about before about how the event that's going on, the death of a loved one or a car accident or a mortgage payment or whatever, anything that's going on, all of us can really identify with loss and with pain, with grieving.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And all of us are reaching out and asking, you know, how can I deal with this in a way that helps me move forward instead of keeping me stuck or in the past? And I think that we're being guided by the beings in the other dimension, you know, by the angels and the souls in the other dimension, to take a different view of life or ask different questions so that we keep moving forward, do you know?
That's
how it seems anyway.
Yes, I agree. I fully agree. I'm going to go back to your book since we don't have someone on the phone, we can now go back to that. But I found it very interesting and very helpful to have the little exercises and questions or to suggest or little formula to use on how to live and grow with positive energy and to let go of negative or judgmental thoughts which come up, because when you keep feeling these thoughts, when they keep coming up and they have energy to them, you're diverting precious resources into a sort of like what my mother would call pounding sand down a rat hole.
That's right. And I know, see, to me, it makes sense the way the angels explain it, because, you know, this is a very rote planet, isn't it? You know,
yes.
Because of gravity, whatever we think about, we'll just keep thinking about that until
yes.
something changes it.
Right.
And that's why they give the 2-to-1 formula, that if you have a negative thought that's repeating itself,
mm-hmm.
that the way to, quote-unquote, break that, or the way
mm-hmm.
to, it's literally as if you're teaching it a new way
exactly.
to be.
Right.
Because you bring in one positive thought, and that
mm-hmm.
begins to neutralize the negative.
Right.
And but it would, if all you did was bring in one positive thought, it would be easy for the mind to go back and grab that negative thought again.
Mm.
So that's why the formula is 2-to-1. So
mm-hmm.
you bring in 2 positive thoughts behind each negative,
mm-hmm.
and that second positive thought begins to move the energy, actually move it
mm-hmm.
to a different place inside of you.
Well,
and
that's good.
And it gives you that opportunity to go, oh, yeah, let me look at this a different way. Oh, yeah, if
mm-hmm.
I have a choice, and I do,
mm-hmm.
I think I might as well sort of be in a good mood today instead
mm-hmm.
of being in a bad one.
Right.
You know, and you know for a fact that, you know, if somebody calls you up and is all yelling at you and mad and being negative, boy, it makes you not want to help them at all. You just want to tell them, yeah, you know, go fly a kite, you jerk, you know. And I think that it's the same way, that that's just an energetic on the planet, do you
right.
know? And so the more that we can say, this situation is awful, and with all due love and respect, will you help me fix it?
Right.
It's just a different energetic to
mm-hmm.
to respond to life in a new way.
And also, what it does, I think, to from a practical standpoint of view, is that it doesn't give us the opportunity to have it become a habit.
Right.
Or to set up a pattern that we've had in the past that does
right.
not do us any good in any way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm. I know the beings always tell me instead of trying to make one habit go away,
yeah.
it's much more powerful to use your energy
mm-hmm.
to develop a habit you would rather have instead.
Right.
You know, it's kind of like, okay, you know,
mm-hmm.
if instead of trying not to be lazy, you could try to walk every day.
Well, it's sort of like saying, you know, don't think about the pink elephant in the living room, and guess what? You're going to think about the pink elephant in the living room every time you start to think. You know? It's
that's
kind
right.
of hard to avoid, you know? You so, it's really to avoid.
You need to find what purpose that pink elephant could serve, don't
yeah.
you,
Katie? Yeah, and it needs to move that sucker out. He's hard to dust around.
That's right. Well, you're so cute. I just wanted to take a minute to just comment on a little bit of the feedback that I've had about the Angel book.
Okay, well, I loved it. I can tell you that.
Yeah, your feedback was really great. You had some extraordinary experiences, and some people have reported being able to just pick up the book and just open it up to any page and read whatever's there
mm-hmm.
and receive inspiration and help
right
from whatever is there. And I never
isn't
expected
that.
Yeah, that's something the angels pulled on me because I never expected that. You
that's
know?
When you know a book is speaking the truth.
That's right.
You know when
right.
you can do that. I think that's so great. I've had some other things happening lately, and it's been a little difficult, you know. And
yeah, well, you know, one of the things I heard, I do want to mention this just so everybody can have some understanding.
Okay.
That lunar eclipse that we just had and
yes.
the red moon, part of what it was sort of bringing to the planet or whatever, according to the beings,
mm-hmm.
there's been like this destructive phase where things are falling apart and everything's mm-hmm. getting changed around and it feels confusing.
Mm-hmm.
But the purpose of it is not like intentional negative destruction. It's the kind of destruction where, you know, you have to tear down the old barn in order to be able to build the new house.
That's right.
And
yes.
and September, it's like this promise that September is going to be a manifesting month. It's a great time for us to really come into, you know, being able to discern
mm-hmm.
what to keep and what to throw away.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to come up a lot for us, having to make choices and decisions, and we're just getting chances to practice,
wow.
you know, choosing from mm-hmm. our love and choosing from our heart, you know, instead of choosing from a should.
Okay.
You know? Mm-hmm.
I hear you. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, yeah, it's just, you know, it's almost like every time I ask, well, what should we do about these yucky feelings everybody's going through?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what they say to me, my most unfavorite thing? They say, you know, you have to wait. You have to wait and just move through this. You know, have faith that it's temporary and just wait. If you don't know what to do right now, like for your next step, then you need to wait.
You know, because that's exactly what I've been going through.
Mm-hmm.
But there is one thing I am going to share, because I have a feeling before I come on the air next time it will occur, that my little Toby, you know, I have a little Boston Terrier that was my mother's pet.
Oh.
He's dying of cancer. He's going downhill fairly rapidly, but I've had him about 2 months longer than the vet thought I would.
Mm-hmm.
So for that, I have been very, 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 very grateful.
Oh, yeah, and let's just ask the overriding Deva for the animal kingdom that is working with that little being to give all the help and love and assistance possible.
Yes.
I'm sure that there are beings who are, you know, helping him in the transition. But you know what seems to help the beings on the other side the most?
What?
Is for us to, like, sit down and write a love letter to them that we might burn, where we say out loud, this is what I learned from you, this is what I enjoyed, this is what I'm grateful for. And it's really, you know, it's good to do with people as well as animals or even things that happened in our past, to be able to say out loud, this is my celebration of our time together.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This is what will always be inside me because it's what you gave me.
Well, I have often done that. In fact, I used to do that. I do a verbal one of those with my little ones just before they leave. I seem to feel moved to tell them how much they meant to me over the period of time, how much they taught me, how much I enjoyed sharing life and how honored I was that they came to me and spent their time with me and how much I learned through their selfless devotion.
Yeah.
So this little one was my mother's, as I say, and he's 13 and a half, and so he's up there in doggy years, but I shall miss him dearly. And
absolutely.
But I see he's getting ready to move on, and I don't want him to get in pain. So that's, my love for him does not wish him anything but joy and happiness.
There you go. See, you have a really, you know, empowered, beautiful attitude about that will serve you well. The reason that the angels usually recommend to people to write down what they feel and then burn it.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you write it down, it gets it out of your body,
true.
But onto the planet. And then when you burn it, it's like a surrender to the universe to say, turn this into its highest vibration.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of like a vibrational release when you burn it.
Well, I will probably try that this time because I know. I hear you, dear. With both
good girl.
I got it.
You're one of the most absorptive and expansive people I've ever met, Phyllis, and I say that truly.
Nice you.
You know, I appreciate you so much, sweetie.
Well, thank you. I think you are the right gift. As I said, I must be in the right place at the right time because there's such joy in everybody that I meet and with whom I'm able to converse and invite. And I'd like to say this. I'd love to have you back again sometime before
Absolutely.
We have to say goodbye. We got a couple minutes more, but I would love to have you back and be able to talk more and to share with what is happening. So you say in September things are going to turn around. Is that correct, energy-wise?
A lot of the blockages that we've felt for sure are probably, or, you know, dreams and vision or something that you've been hoping would happen or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If we can really just experience consciously waiting.
Okay.
It's like saying out loud, I'm willing to wait for what's great, you know, because you know what's going on for most of us that are in any way working on ourselves consciously?
Mm-hmm.
There seems to be a vibrational shift that says we must live in rightness. And so we have to learn what does that mean. You know, in the past, there's all these rules. This is what's right and this is what's wrong. And that might not be what it means to live in your own rightness. I can give you an example. You know, I'm like you. I might sit around and say, okay, I need some work, angels. Somebody, you know, call me up. And then I had the experience twice in 1 week that people called me that were not, I was not the right person for them. It was not in rightness to work with them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to pass it on to somebody else.
Right.
It was right or correct. And for about 1 minute, my little brain said, oh, my God, what are you doing?
What?
And then all of the rest of my parts said, thank you. That was good to take a stand
mm-hmm.
that you want to be in the energy of what's right for you, where you can feel it in every cell of your body.
That's
That's why we're learning how to wait. Wait until we feel that rightness, sweetie.
That's exactly what I've been having lately, is wanting to do something, and every time I propose it with my left brain,
mm-hmm.
and it says, this sounds good, this sounds like it's could be a winner.
Mm-hmm.
Something inside says, don't get your drawers in an uproar.
Right. Here you go.
Sit back, take it easy, wait and see. And I said, what am I waiting for, Christmas? You know, give me a break already. If I wait any longer, I'm getting grayer, you know?
I know. Well, see, I think that we forget that, you know, whatever is bothering you,
mm-hmm.
that's the lesson. It's easy to predict what you're going to be working on.
Right.
You know, because whatever's bothering you, that's what you're going to be working on.
Well, that was the real goodbye bell.
No, I figured it was. All right, my darling girl.
One more time, we have had Carol May as our guest on the Higher Dimension. I'm Phyllis Pricer. You can reach me at BBS Radio on the Higher Dimension website, or you can contact me at MultiplePathwaysInc.com. That's a website, or PsychicWorlds4@AOL.com. Carol will give you her website one last time. We thank you. God bless you, Carol, but give your information one more time before we say good night.
Absolutely. www.lotusgrid.com. And the book is Working with Angels in Everyday Life.
Thank you again so much, everyone. We'll look forward to talking to you next week. God bless, and have a wonderful holiday weekend. Good night.
Bye.
Bye-bye, dear.